Last month, we brought you the stories of pioneering female scientists, from Marie Curie to Vera Rubin, Mamie Phipps Clark to Saolan Wu. But before any of those women made their names in the scientific world, they were young girls whose interests and passions for science would lead them down their life's path. A few years back, I joined up with a similar group of young, passionate scientists called the Boston BioBlitz Initiative for Girls. A BioBlitz is a citizen science competition where people rush to document nature in their own communities. While the team that collects the most data does get bragging rights for the year, the real winner is the scientific community, which is able to use that data for research. So I caught a ferry out to the Boston Harbor Islands National Recreation Area with this group of teenage girls as they practice their citizen science skills. It's an overcast spring day, but our group of girls is still excited to be heading out to explore the island habitat. There are 10 of us on board a small ferry boat, 5 teenagers from different Boston public schools, and their educators from Zoo New England, Brandeis University, and the National Park Service. On the island, the spring thaw and rain mean plenty of mud. Fortunately, our guide for the day, Luke Thorson from Thompson Island Outward Bound, has planned ahead.
We have some tools that we're going to give you that's going to help you explore today, help you feel comfortable going out, getting your feet not wet, but your boots wet.
This field site on Thompson Island is maintained by the program Outward Bound and frequently hosts Boston public school students. Luke directs us to a shed where we change into knee-high waders.
It is early in the season, so we're going to have to do some looking and get down and get dirty and see where things are, meet them where they're at.
Luke passes out some field guides, and we hit the trail down to the salt marsh.
How'd you pass?
Oh, I think
it was just a black bug that just, it like popped. It's not like a big one.
As we walk, we spot some bugs and some birds. And we're hoping to see hermit crabs, oysters, fish maybe. But before we even get to the marsh, the girls find something unexpected. Mark Albert from the Park Service, Colleen Hitchcock from Brandeis, and Luke help them identify it.
Ooh, howdy.
Scat.
Yeah.
Look at that scat, guys.
You'll see that.
Someone should photograph
that. Who's going to
INAT
that?
Yeah, someone's
going to INAT that.
You want me to take a picture?
Yeah, take a picture of it.
All right, so remember with iNaturalist, we not only can document things that are alive, we can document things that are dead, and we can document evidence of species. And so taking a picture of this scat is a great thing to add.
The girls take a picture and upload it to an online database using an app called iNaturalist, where experts will help identify whatever's in the photo.
And I know this is poop, but it's mostly hair of animals, so I'm gonna touch it with the sticks. I'm just trying to show that there's bones in here, which will make it clear that it's
probably not a dog.
Coyote.
Bone in the poopy?
Bone in the poopy. Look at the photo she was able to take using the magnifying lens.
Really cool. Oh. Bone in the poopy?
Bone in the poopy.
Whoa, this is bone in the poopy.
So you have coyotes on the island.
We do.
That's so interesting.
They appeared here just a few years ago, just a male and female adult that came over. So we have a land bridge that opens up at low tide. So they made their way over, and then they had pups. So they had pups here, and so now we have a grown-up family that lives somewhere around here. They stay pretty much to themselves.
When we arrive at the marsh, it's a flurry of activity to get out nets and petri dishes and to grab the smartphones and tablets we'll use to document the species. Within minutes, the girls are sifting through water to find plankton, bugs, and perhaps the most hoped-for critter, hermit crabs.
Oh, my hermit crab! Ah! Success! He's like hiding.
Should we go and do it on iNaturalist?
Yes.
We definitely have to iNat that.
Yay! Oh,
he's like popping in and out.
Nice job, Kendra.
He's okay.
Let's put a little tiny bit of water in there.
Are you going to hold it?
Do you want to hold it?
Definitely should hold it because you'll be able
really tiny.
Let's like see how many hermit crabs we can collect and see if we can find the biggest one.
When we wrap up at the marsh, the sun comes out, and we head to the beach to look for native and invasive oysters.
We want to go down as low as possible into the low tide area, because oysters live underwater, basically. Yeah. So they don't want to be up here where it's only covered during the high tides. But you can start to see oyster shells already. These are dead oysters that they're now just the shells wash up higher. But we ideally want to find some live oysters.
The oyster data that's collected from the City Nature Challenge will help researchers trying to determine the current ratio of native to invasive oysters in the region. The BioBlitz team marks off an area and identifies as many oysters as they can find in that space.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7.
Actually, we found the other species.
Oh!
So look at this. So if you open this up, see that purple thumbprint in there? That's an indicator that this is actually the native eastern oyster.
Wow. That's cool.
And so they very strongly attach to rocks, so that's not surprising that we're seeing this one attached to rocks. But you see, if you look inside these other ones, they don't have that same telltale sort of purple thumbprint.
Wait, so these are the native ones?
So these two are the native ones.
Eventually, the team finds 26 of the invasive oysters and just 2 of the native ones. As Thompson Island fades in the distance, I asked the girls what they liked best.
I think the salt marshes, because that's where we saw the most life. And it was really fun, like, with the boots and, like, in the water and finding all those hermit crabs and everything.
Well, I also really liked the salt marshes because we got to, like, I never really paid that close of attention, like, to how much life there was. And I really liked just getting muddy and just exploring.
And to document the life they've seen, the girls log on to iNaturalist. With heads down, huddled around our phones, we must look quite the sight. Windswept, muddy, slightly sunburnt, and appreciating nature in our own new-fashioned way. The 2026 City Nature Challenge kicks off with the BioBlitz from April 24th through April 27th. So if you're looking to hone your skills beforehand, you can learn more at the Living on Earth website, loe.org.